The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn the latest in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hi, everybody. You're listening to Webmaster Radio, and this is Mobile Presence. My name is Cindy Crum, and I'm from Rank Mobile.
And hi, this is Kim Duszynski with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Okay, and we have a fantastic show today. We are going to be talking to Lori Lasili from SL Interactive, based in Australia, and he's going to talk to us about text message marketing and kind of a new thing that they're putting together. And so we're really excited to hear all about that. He has specific insight into the Australian market as well as the Asian market. So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about your company and your background, how you got into all of this, and, you know, give us the elevator pitch. We want to hear what you're up to.
Basically, the company, what we deal with is we're a specialist mobile messaging company. Our first sort of platform started with providing SMS connectivity for radio stations. We saw a huge sort of gap in my original background is from Finland, which is where I came from, the home of the SMS and Nokia and all things mobile. And about 5 years ago, I co-founded the company in Australia with the aim of adding value to the mobile presence in Australia, because at the moment, and it still is, lacking behind on Europe and Scandinavia. Having said that, we started up with an obvious solution for creating SMS connectivity for radio stations, getting actual callers or listeners of a radio station, get them to text into the show, whether it's actual feedback or whether it's song requests or anything, you name it. And we basically gave all stations with a platform where the DJs can actually see the messages coming in real time as listeners text in their requests, and the DJs can then manage the systems. They can see the messages coming in, they can set up auto replies, they can reply to them and manage the systems that way. That's how we sort of got started in the mobile space. Now we're sort of branching out into a mobile marketing segment, and we have a new platform ready and built to go for that.
Okay. And what's the new platform? How's it different from the old platform, or what's really special about it compared to everyone else in the market?
Basically, it's a very simple tool, online tool for designed for agencies and marketing companies. Companies who have an opt-in list of customers in their database, anyone can basically go on online, create an account, log in, upload their contact details, or they could create different folders, say customers, clients, could be friends and family, whatever, you name it, and by grouping the customers into or your contacts into folders, you can then specify and send a simple message to all those people at the same time. Whether it's 10 people, 100 people, or 10,000 people, it doesn't really matter. We're connected right now globally, so we can send the messages out to over 500 networks in 200 countries.
That's fantastic.
We provide everyone, there's no contracts, there's no sign-up fees, so everyone who comes in, jumps online, we provide free credits for them to get started. And obviously, we offer two plans. For bigger customers, we offer post-pay, where we simply monitor how many messages they send on a monthly basis, and we invoice them on a monthly basis. For our sort of small to medium businesses, we provide prepay packages where they can buy credits online, obviously, the more you buy, the cheaper it'll get. So the cheapest we can provide right now for SMS is about 3.5 U.S. cents per SMS.
And so this works for consumers as well, individual people who maybe want to do a text message for a group, a nonprofit, or something like that, or right on up to huge corporations.
Exactly. We've got basically companies from your local little pizza shops here in Melbourne to, big ad agencies. We've got the Formula One Grand Prix Corporation. We've got Subway restaurants using the system. So we've got a lot of different types of customers or clients using the same platform.
Kim, you and I should be using this platform.
Yes, we should. Yeah.
And we've tried to keep it. We've been developing the system for a year and a half now, and we released it. Basically, we made it public a month and a half ago, and we're still trying to, think about. We're getting feedback. We're constantly getting feedback from our users, and we're adding a few things and features that will make it even better to use. But the aim is to make it as simple as it can be. So it's a simple step by step. You create your contacts. You create a folder of groups, you upload contacts, or you add them one by one, you create a message, you confirm that it's all okay, and you send it out. And it's got a built-in spam compliance mechanism in there. So if a user responds to the message with the word stop or cancel or opt out, those users are automatically flagged inactive in the database. And the customer or the client can't send by accident any more messages to that user.
Mm. That's great. So you're in Australia. Can you talk about the Australian market a little bit? And what I've heard, because I was just recently in Australia, and people were telling me that billing for mobile connectivity is a little bit different. You guys don't get billed for incoming calls or incoming SMS, right?
That's right. That's the same in basically all of Asia, all of Europe. It's the same way. So with our system, with the platform, the user pays to send the message. So a client of ours, if they have a thousand people or 1,000 SMSs they want to send to, they pay for the send, and it's free for the user to receive.
That's a lot easier.
That's how it should be if you're asking me.
I agree. I agree. We get charged. So if you're
is that on all carriers?
Yeah.
It depends on unless you have an unlimited plan.
Yeah, we pay either for a plan or per message.
Yeah, and that's true if you send picture messages as well, which can be much more expensive than text messages. Kim, do you know how much you're paying for picture messages?
I have an unlimited plan, so I really don't.
I think I used to pay, 50 or 75 cents.
I think that's right, yeah.
We just added actually picture messaging into the platform as well. So you can, from the system, you can send picture messages as well. And that's as low as 30 cents Australian, which is about 20 cents American.
20 cents, yeah. Now, what I've been reading a lot about picture messaging, and the word on the street is there's really no good, robust platform to send out a lot of different picture messages to a lot of different carriers, because the carriers and the software that's rendering the picture messages kind of all does it a little bit different, so you don't always get consistent messaging across all the different platforms. Is that a problem you've seen, and are you guys addressing that, or is that just not a problem?
Well, that's something that obviously it's actually up to the end handset. Well, it depends on the handset and also the carrier that the user's on. Some carriers allow up to 300 kilobytes of data to be pushed through, which could be we just recently did a little TV commercial 30-second video clip that we pushed into to fit the mobile space, and we pushed it out, and that went fine. So that was to the Australian market. However, some operators, depending on different parts of the world, they cap it at some cap it at 100 kilobytes. So if you're sending out, say, a real estate message where you have pictures or floor plans of properties, and you have 10 images there, some operators might only get the first three pictures or four pictures.
The video
so
is
that that
cool.
is a bit of a problem.
So your system doesn't do anything uniquely to fix that or anything. So it's still a problem, is what I'm saying. I mean, it sounds like you have a really great system, but it's still being worked out. And I think it's not necessarily on the sending end that it has to be worked out. I think the carriers should be working on this a lot
exactly.
more.
Exactly. And what we're seeing is that will hopefully change things for the better is the upcoming update for the iPhone as well, the 3.0 version, which will finally have MMS support in it.
Thank God.
So with yes, finally. So when we have that in place in the marketplace, there's going to be a lot more. We're hoping that there's going to be a lot more push and pressure for the carriers to actually allow more. More data to be pushed through to their customers, and we're hoping that the update of the iPhone will actually help drive more MMS traffic across the board.
So stick around. We'll be back right after this break, talking to Lori from SL Interactive.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebOffer.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, webpage design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects get an average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
See you, Andy.
Hey, Jim, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
Fired Up with Gordon Rudeau, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. We're here with Lori from SL Interactive. Kim, what questions do you have for Lori? I've been totally dominating the conversation.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This really intrigues me, this whole concept of the contacts and the groups and, people being able to sort of build their own lists. They can't just import numbers, right? Like, they've got to have people opting in, especially businesses, is what I'm thinking about.
It depends what you use the platform for. If it's for, according to the Spam Act, if it's for a commercial purpose where you're actually promoting a service, you can't just take off numbers, off a phone book and put them in and send them a message. However, if you're sending, say, you're a bigger bigger corporation or a bigger company, and you want to send out basically a notice to all your employees at once. So this won't be in violation of the Spam Act in any way. So if it's your hairdresser or a doctor's appointment or something, you know, you can send out a reminder saying this is a complimentary reminder, your appointment's in 2 p.m. this afternoon, you know, please call here if you can't make it. So those are the type of situations where you don't have to have an opt-in.
Now, I think in the U.S., the guidelines or the best practices are a little bit different just because we do pay for incoming messages. I imagine that they're a bit stricter on that. But I've been wondering, because I've heard people recommend that if you have a customer database that you've been building for a long time, and if you've been collecting cell phone numbers for a long time, you're allowed to send them a one-time message that says, you know, we have this number in our records as your cell phone. Is it okay for us to send you marketing messages, you know, marketing text messages? So you can do the one text message request, and then they have to opt in. And if they don't opt in, you can't send a message to them ever again. Is that a good strategy? What do you think about that?
It depends on the offer. If it's a really – and it with mobiles, the success of a mobile campaign really depends on a couple of things. It needs to be very well targeted, so a shotgun approach won't work, or we highly recommend against it. So if it's very targeted, if it creates a genuine value offering to the end user, and if it's, you know, timed in a good fashion, and the actual message is it really creates a good value offering for the customer, then yes, they will opt in. But that value component needs to be there. They need to see, you need to be able to have value for people to opt in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's really important that if you are going to send out that initial message and say, do you want to be, you know, receive marketing messages, you're going to have a horrible response rate because nobody wants to be marketed to. You'd have to really put in there what you would get, and that's going to be very hard to do in a text message.
Sure. Well, that's or right. Alerts or something like that, you know.
Right, that's yeah.
What we normally suggest for some of our bigger clients who don't have necessarily a ready-to-go list as such, say we deal with a lot of sporting organizations, your local rugby leagues and your soccer clubs and the local football clubs here. For instance, we provide we create sort of MVP or man of the match voting setups at live games at stadiums, where people can text for their favorite to be the for the MVP, like a People's Choice MVP, live at the game. And when we're using this, people are voting, and they'll get a response back saying, thanks for voting, check this offer, blah, blah, blah. And in the terms and conditions of that voting component, then that the club or the promoter who runs that voting on that night will actually have the permission to use the numbers created on that night. So we would use an SMS promotion or a campaign or a voting component first to create the list. And then, say, a week later, we could be sending out something, oh, thanks for, you know, being part of the game on Friday night. Tonight's going to be even bigger. You know, tickets start selling at, you know, 6 o'clock, something like that. And those kind of campaigns where we first do one campaign where we create the list and we follow it up with another good value offering a bit later on have had really good response rates.
That's really cool. So once they've texted in to vote for an MVP, then they've opted in indefinitely until they opt out?
That's right.
That's nice.
Do you need to tell them up front that that's what's happening?
Yes, it should be when a user votes in whether it's, you know, it could be an I think the American Idol has the same thing. When you're voting in, you have next to the voting, you'll have a little, you know, disclaimer there that, you know, your number, you may receive occasional messages from the promoter, you know, as a part of the deal of getting that vote in.
Great.
And this is something that's very, it's not obtrusive for the customer. So the customer doesn't mind. They want to vote. They want to be a part of, for instance, if we're at a big Friday night game, ball game in the city, and you have, you know, the home team sets up the voting, you know, you're going to have people that like the team and they want to be a part of it. They, you know, they text in for their favorite player, and, you know, if they get a message the following week saying, you know, special invite to watch watch your favorite team train at a special, you know, secret training session or whatever, those kind of campaigns really emphasize the brand and already the, you know, the relationship that the team has with its members.
Yeah, you have to say super secret, not just secret.
Yeah.
Super secret. All right. So tell us a bit more about the handsets that are being used in Australia. And then if you know, tell us more about the handsets that are being used, especially in Asia, because I'm really interested in that. You know, I know that iPhones are important, but are they primary? Are they as important as smaller, like Nokia type phones and Blackberries, or where are we at with that?
Well, Australia, we're looking at 20 million people and about 20 million mobile phones as such. Nokia here is around 40% market share with across the board, with obviously that's not just, you know, smartphones, but that's all sorts of phones, especially on the lower end. Nokia tends to be a dominant player. I think there's about 200,000, a little bit over 200,000 iPhones in the Australian market, which is not a massive portion as such. But then, you know, when we're talking iPhones, like the Blackberries and so forth, when we're looking at the stats on mobile browsing, because of the great user experience, iPhone is the number one player, obviously.
Yeah.
And when we're looking at Asia in a broader sense, obviously Japan is a sort of country on its own. They're about a couple of years ahead of everyone in the world, you know, with the mobile TV on the handsets and features that, you know, we're not going to be seeing in Australia for another 2-3 years at least.
And are they all on smartphones or are they super smartphones? Like, tell me about the Asian handsets.
Well, they are. If we're talking Japan, it's the concept of mobile email and doing paying things with your mobile, it's all built into the handset. So it's like a blend of a credit card, an entertainment unit, and a phone. So Japan is really, you know, on a league of its own when it comes to phones. And China, interestingly enough, they have, I think, 5 times more mobile phones than, for instance, or internet-enabled mobile phones than PCs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of the mobile web is used a lot in China through a handset and not actually through a PC or a computer.
So in those areas, is text messaging just passé? They're over it? They don't care? They want something richer?
Well, text messaging is still the killer app there. In all the emerging markets, whether we're looking at South America, Africa, or Asia, that's where the growth is in all things mobile, whether it's all the areas are growing. SMS is growing, MMS is growing, mobile web's growing. So that's just when we're talking, it's just the sheer numbers when we're counting India, when we're counting China, it's just the volume of people that just drives the growth.
Could you tell us a couple of campaigns that people are using your system for? Do you have any really fun things that businesses are doing?
Well, one of the campaigns that's been one of our sort of most successful in terms of response rates is a campaign that we did for Subway restaurants here in Melbourne. This one particular franchise had their own, basically their customers had these VIP membership cards. So each Subway customer had, or a VIP customer has a little, card with a barcode in it. And every time they make a purchase at Subway, the information what they buy is recorded. So Subway knows exactly which users are buying and what types of products.
Now, so they can send you a coupon for your favorite sandwich. Like if you always order the meatball sandwich, they say, "Hey, meatball sandwich, $3 today."
That's right. So that swipey card that they have is tied in when they register with the card. It's tied into a mobile number. So whenever the particular franchise wants to send out a blast, they could have a look at what certain people have been buying, or they could only send if they're going to have a meatball sub special. They only send it to people who know that are, regularly buying meatball subs, and they might say, 2-for-1 meatball sub offer valid today only. They send it out just before lunchtime. And those kind of companies, those kind of campaigns, we've had response rates up to 30%.
That's incredible. And that would be me, because I love the meatball sub. With a cookie.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Now, tell me more about the back end of the database in terms of loyalty, like what you're talking about with Subway, but also in terms of like A/B testing. Like, what if I sent one message out to one group and another message out to another group to test the effectiveness? Are you seeing a lot of people doing that, or is that too sophisticated?
Well, it depends a little bit on the background of the client that sort of signs up and starts using the system. For bigger blasts and bigger clients, we usually, or for all ad agencies, we would, go in, have a chat. We would basically train, or we would have a day of training where we basically train people to use the system to get the most out of it. Obviously, you can get started real quick. You don't need to be, a techie to use it, but to get the best things out of it, it pays off to trial it out and test the different things that you can do with it. Because one thing that's also built into the system is personalization. So if you have if you know the person's mobile number and you know their name, rather than sending a message, "Hey there, come and join us," blah blah blah, you could actually you could personalize the message. So you could say, have the message automatically going out like, "Hi John, hi Cindy, hi Kathy." So it automatically personalizes the messages. And when you do that and you get the message, it's a lot more. The user experience is way better when you get it that, this company, big company, but they actually know me, or they've gone through the effort of sending you a personal message.
Yeah. It's like old school mail merge in Microsoft Word.
Exactly. But we've just made it basically a push of a button, simple thing in the platform.
So if somebody wants to try out your system, where do they go to do that?
They go to slinteractive.com.au.
Perfect.
And there's basically a big banner, sign up here and you'll get free credits. You can't miss it. You click on that, you sign up. It's a one-page sign up. The password for security purposes is going to be sent to a mobile phone. So you need to have a working mobile phone to use the system.
You should have a working mobile phone. If you want to get into SMS, it should be.
Yeah. But this is obviously, you know, we put this kind of verification in place just so that because we're providing free credits upon sign up.
Yeah.
So that we prevent abuse of the system. So
do you use your own system? If I sign up, or am I going to start getting text messages from you guys?
No, that's bad.
I think that'd be a good idea.
No, we don't do that, and that's one thing that we never do. We keep the customer and client data is strictly private. We don't touch it. We don't look at it. We never send it to anyone or sell it. So that's obviously very, very strict policy on our behalf.
Do you have analytics back there so we can see graphs and stuff like that about how well things are going?
There's real-time reporting. So you can have reports on SMSs or MMSs. So as soon as you've done a blast, you can have a look at the status of the message. Basically, we provide, for simplicity's sake, we provide four status reports or states. One is being delivered. That means that the user's actually got it to their phone. One's being sent. That means that we've sent it on to the carrier, but the carrier hasn't yet responded to us that they've actually delivered it. And then we have expired and failed. Expired is something, for instance, that, you know, if you send a message to a user or a customer, and that customer is overseas and they don't have their phone on for a week, the message will expire. So that's basically on the back end reporting side of it. And with a push of a button, you can export all the numbers onto a spreadsheet. And with the same thing goes for all the opt-outs as well. So you can, if you do a blast to 10,000 people, you can the system starts recording the opt-out straight away. And you can export that with a push of a button to a spreadsheet saying, okay, I did a blast, 10,000 people, 150 people opted out, and you have an actual spreadsheet in front of you straight away.
So with that, we're going to say goodbye to our guest. Thank you, Lori, for talking to us. I think it's been a fascinating conversation. We'll see you guys all next week. Again, one more time, this is Cindy Crum from Rank Mobile and
Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Yeah, and you're listening to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. See you next week.